With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, May 8th, and we are here trying to provide you with unconventional and maybe even entertaining insights on your life and your money. And I am your host, Jill Schlesinger. I'm a certified financial planner, and I am joined by Mark Talercio, who's our executive producer. He's sort of lurking in the background. And what we try to do is we try to help you navigate whatever journey you're on and use your money to help get you there. So if you've got something that's cooking, and you got a question, or you got a new job, or you're trying to figure out how to buy a house, or how to buy a house for your kid, or how to be the kid and take care of your parents, anything like that, we want to hear from you. Go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. And by the way, that is what Linda did, and she was so patient because we made her go through all technical kind of hoops and going over certain things, and you did it. So, Linda, thank you so much for being with us. Thanks for your persistence.
Of course. It's wonderful to speak to you.
What's going on? How do we help you today? What's going on?
Well, I'm calling for some maybe strategic guidance. My husband and I are a little different than some of your callers. We actually are already retired. We did the Great Money Reset, read your book, loved your book, lived your book. And excellent. Now we are, we're now retired. We live in Colorado in a mountain community. My husband is 67. I'm almost 60. I retired in late 2019. So it's been about 4.5 years. And we've been travelers, global travelers, I should say, for about 2.5 years of those 4 years. But we're back home for the foreseeable future. And have been spending and enjoying a good amount of our retirement, but want some guidance on where to go next. And if we're doing the right thing.
Okay, that's great. And are you, either of you or both of you, entitled to pensions?
Yes, I am. Thank God. Yes, I have. I can take my pension now, but I've determined I should wait. And so if I take it at 64, I'm entitled to, let's call it $62,000 a year. Mm-hmm. If I take it at 65, it's about $66,000 a year. And so that's not too much of a difference. And that's considering joint survivor at 75%.
Yes. Gang, everyone who's listening, when we talk about joint survivor, often when people have pensions, they're choosing a pension amount that is based on either your own life, basically for the rest of your life, or your life, and then some more money that would go to your spouse if you predeceased your spouse. And in Linda's case, they will likely choose this joint and getting 75% for the survivor. So how about your husband? Any pension for him?
No, no pension for him, but he has a small Social Security benefit, and that's about $18,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Our plan is that when I hit my full retirement age, he then takes half of mine. So his starts next month, and we'll use that for healthcare and extra things. I plan to wait to take my Social Security until I'm 70, and that's about 49 and change a year.
49,000 a year.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay.
But that obviously will go up.
Right. What about your general savings, investing? What have you accumulated in addition to these streams of income?
Yeah, if you would have asked me last week, it would have been about $1 million. But you
calm down with your market. Yeah. I know.
I'm a financial nerd. I look at those things. We have almost about $1 million now. I totaled it at 986. I have two IRAs. They're both traditional at 879,000 total. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have a Roth at 58,000. My husband has a Roth at 26,000 because we were living on some of his traditional since I couldn't take it. I wasn't 59 and a half yet. Mm-hmm. We have HSA of about 12,500. We've been using that for health insurance, but until next month, my husband starts getting his Social Security. We keep very little cash. I know Mark's going to cringe. We just have about $10,000 in cash, but we have no debt other than our home mortgage. We share one car. It's fully paid off. And we've got fantastic credit scores. So I figure I have other places to get cash if we needed to. But that is one of my questions. Should I sell some stock to put a little cash in our investment account to keep it there? So that's about $986. And then we do have a home. Nice thing about it is raised in value. It's worth at least $1.3 million
right
now. Yeah. And we have a mortgage left of only about $507,000 to date, and it's at 3.19%.
Okay.
So the one thing that I should say is that we are talking about selling our home in about a year and buying a smaller home down in Metro Denver, but we'll be able to buy that with cash. So I think that will that's probably a smart financial move that will allow us to, you know, not take as much out of our retirement savings until I start hitting some of these, those other benefits.
Yeah,
exactly.
So did you plow through a whole bunch? You said your husband had a retirement account. Have you? So since 2019, right, what did you guys do? Did you just plow through his deferred compensation or 401k or IRA?
We went through his IRA, and then I should say when we were traveling around the world, we rented out our home, and so we had a chunk of money that we were netting several thousand dollars a year renting out our home, so that helped fund us as well.
Oh wow! So what is it that you think you need in terms of the expenses right now, and include the mortgage and everything? What do you think is your burn rate? What do we need to bring in every month?
Okay, you're sitting down, Mark. We still like to travel. We ski. We're super active. We ski, we scuba dive, we travel. We have a grandchild and a daughter launch. We probably go through, I would say, including all those things, $11,000 a month.
Yowza.
Yeah, I know. We're having a great time.
I bet. But you're going to run out of money.
Well, I figured that's why I think next year we should get rid of the home and go into something smaller. And then that's going to really, you know, crank us down quite a bit. And I think that, you know, we've been doing more active traveling and things because my husband is a little bit older than me. And so I want to make sure that we can do these things while we're enjoying, you know, we're all healthy.
What would your pension benefit be if you just did your life?
Gosh, I'd have to look that up.
I mean, let's look that up eventually. So you don't have to do that right now. I guess what I'm wondering is this. Yeah, it would suck if you died, believe me. And, you know, he was destitute. But, you know, like statistically, I'm looking at the situation. I'm like, wait a minute. He's 67 and a man. His life expectancy is like much reduced than yours, unless you're telling me you have a terrible health condition.
No.
I guess I would. All right. So I would look at a couple of things. I would start to look at what happens if I did joint and 50%. Could we boost your pension amount up? That's number one. What would it be if you look at the mortgage, just the principal and interest, because you're going to have to pay taxes somewhere. But what's the principal and interest payment on the mortgage right now?
Like $2,600.
Would you say that, like, could I reduce? Could I, if you said we sell the house, we buy something in cash. Would my monthly need go from like 11,000 to 8,000 a month? Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, probably yes. Very easily.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking our carrying costs because we live in a mountain community. So we have higher homeowners insurance. We have other things that, you know, we're on a propane, we're on a well and all the things. So we're probably burning 4,000 a month being in this home, including property taxes.
Okay. All right. That's a big deal, right?
Yeah. It's a lot of money.
Yeah. So I think, okay, so if you're willing to do that and you're willing to say, all right, I'm going to sell the house, I got the equity, and now, and if that happens in a year, I get it, like you need some time to ramp up. Then, of course, I think this does work because what you would do is, you know, you would have money that you could spend between, you know, now and pension time. And, you know, you'd spend down that money. You'd get the pension, you'd get his Social Security, then you'd get your Social Security, and things look good. That's when it looks good. Now, I know that you're not afraid of spending down money because you already spend down his IRA. So you'll, what I think happens is you should tap your IRAs, right? And use that, yes, pay the tax that's due. And I would even do that, you know, obviously, I think this year and next year are kind of big years for you, just because we know what the tax code is. I'm who knows where we're going next, but like we know for sure that, you know, if you don't have any income and you're just pulling money out of your IRAs, you know, right now, and you said like, I'm going to pay, I don't know, I'm going to make this up. Let's say I take $150,000 out of my IRA this year and $150,000 next year. Okay. And if you don't spend it all, that's fine. Start a little brokerage account, have some cash on hand. That's fine. Then you sell the house, you put it in the proceeds, and you've got that proceeds. If you happen to buy a house that's a little bit smaller and you can add to the brokerage account, fine too. But at that point, if you're at $8,000 a month, right, and you've got his Social Security, and then you've got two or three more years to your Social Security, you'll just have to keep, you know, pulling some money out of the IRAs to fund the difference. But, you know, it's going to dwindle down. It's going to be a little scary. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah, I'm actually okay with that. And I realize that, but yeah, you're kind of going where I was thinking. I'm thinking this year and next year, I should convert some money from my IRA. I was thinking of converting it from my traditional to my Roth, so I stay in the 22% tax bracket. But you're saying I should actually just pull it out and pay the taxes and be done with it, just to pad an account for...
Yeah, you're going to need the money. You're going to need the money, right? You're going to need to be able to spend that money. Also, yes. Like, I don't see why we would pay... I don't think you should convert it, because you don't have the cash on hand to convert. So I'd rather just have it.
Yeah.
And I would like to have, you know, honestly, like it's so married filing jointly for this year. What keeps you in the 22% bracket is income of up to $201,000.
Right.
Okay. Then I would go right up to the top of the 22%. I'd take out the money I need. If I've paid the tax at 22% this year and next year, that's fine. And if you don't use all the money, don't feel like you have to spend all the money.
But no, I'm not going to.
Right? Yeah. And then you have some money in cash, have a little brokerage account. Where are these Roths held?
Everything's at Fidelity.
Perfect. I think at that point, then, you know, I would just build up a nice little brokerage account at Fidelity, keep a little extra money in cash. And then I want you to get back in touch with us, because I really would love to know, number one, what is the pension of a joint in 50%, right? And what is just your life, like your life with a survivor benefit? Sometimes they do like a period certain where you get a certain amount of money for a certain number of years. I'd love to see a listing of all those pension options.
Okay.
Estate documents and that fun. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. We have a daughter. She's launched, ready for grandchild number two in another state. But I did have one other question, though. You said that 150 a year, whatever, to take us just to the edge of that
22%
yes. bracket. You said only for 2 years. So is that because the tax laws are changing?
Yeah.
In 2 years?
I said at least for the next 2 years, because that's where we know what the tax rates are. But if something resets, then we'll make a different decision. But yeah, you would start to just, you know, you take out because if you don't need to take more out, or if you could take a lower amount out, if the tax brackets change, we might shift the strategy a little bit. But all I was saying was, while we know absolutely what the tax brackets are, we might as well take advantage of it. I love that you guys are totally, you we've talked to people so often where they just get freaked out about spending down. You are not freaked out. You're like, I don't care. It's good.
We are living our life. We went to 25 countries on 5 continents and we're still married.
Oh my gosh. So give us some of the couple of the greatest places. Let's get to the good part. This is always what we love to do. We live vicariously through you. So tell us about some of the places that you love.
Give us your top five.
Ooh, okay, five. Give her three. Do three.
So vacation planning. Vacation planning tips. Well, I would say New Zealand, Australia, Africa. We've been there twice. Love Africa. And then Morocco was a pleasant surprise. Really cool. It was like living in Indiana Jones movie.
Oh, I like that. That's an interesting idea. I've heard very good things. I'm planning a trip to India. Have you been?
No, haven't been to India. We're talking about Galapagos for our 30th wedding anniversary coming up. But my husband, we love Spain. I can say we of course, we love Europe. It's amazing. But we like staying in places, not going somewhere like one day. My husband walked across Spain 500 miles on the Camino de Santiago. So that was
I know people who did that. I know people who did that. That sounds like an incredible, incredible trip.
Yeah, he's doing it again in 25.
He's a very spiritual man. He's gonna be all guru'd out, and you know, he'll be taking the walk with everyone else. So that's good. With all the people before him, that's wonderful. Well, Linda, we can't thank you enough for joining us and sharing your travel tips and also your story. So good luck. Let us know how that, just follow up with us about some of those pension calculations. I'd be interested to see what it does to your actual annual benefit. Cause I think that could be another way to boost up some of your income. Okay.
Yeah, that's great. I thank you. I didn't think about that, honestly. And my husband is next to me. He's a little bit cringy, but I think I could talk
about it. Don't worry. Tell him we'll get him a nice younger girl with a lot of money, and we'll take care of everything. Don't worry. Don't worry, husband. All right. If you, Linda and her husband, have the travel bug and you want to figure out how to spend down your money, I like the spending down money, Mark. This is a very different kind of a call that we are having, then get in touch with us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and please let us know if you'd like to join us on the air. Don't forget to sign up for the free weekly newsletter and check out our YouTube show. It's called Jill on Money, powered by The Compound. You can subscribe to this program on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.